Tacoma has completed the Black Lives Matter mural in downtown. Depending on how you look at it, you see different things, which the artist intended. NWPB's Lauren Gallup reports.
Along Pacific Avenue in downtown Tacoma, the city's new Black Lives Matter mural unfolds across the 23,000 square foot Tofflason Plaza in bright colors. The mural cascades down the steps and from different viewpoints reveals different faces, messages, and meanings. The challenging space makes the viewer work to absorb the mural, something lead artist Dion Bonner wanted.
You have to work at actually seeing it, but that's important to me because as a black woman in general, there's a lot of intersectionality with how I navigate my world, right? Mm-hmm. How I've had to, in light of racism, in light of lots of different isms. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you have to walk through this mural and see it in different ways, you kind of get an idea of how it is to live in an experience of what someone might go through.
Tacoma Mayor Victoria Woodards spoke on the mural's significance for the city's unanimously signed commitment to anti-racism, known as Resolution 40622, at Friday's dedication.
What you see before you really is an opportunity for the Tacoma City Council and the city staff to visually show our support of our anti-racist work.
Washington State Speaker of the House Lori Jenkins referenced Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the event.
We in Tacoma will not be silent good people. We will not. We will speak out. We will act. We will create art. We will create community. We will do everything that we need to do to make sure that there is absolute belonging in this city.
The mural represents the Black Lives Matter movement and the black community in Tacoma, Bonner says. Imagery of a quilt envelops the entire mural, weaving together protest signs that read, "I can't breathe," hashtag say their names, and protect black women, with handprints from a community painting day, along with other imagery. Yellow, green, blue, and black are the predominant colors of the piece. Bonner acknowledges the different reactions people might have when viewing the mural.
Some of these words are hard to look at because they touch you in different ways, depending on your experiences.
With that pain, Bonner hopes the mural opens up more discourse among the community.
I've heard people say they don't want to talk about race, but you should want to talk about things that affect you. I want my work to be a catalyst to some kind of conversation that maybe might get someone to another place of understanding or enlightenment, or are helping people kind of change their mentality about race and race relations.
Head to nwpb.org to see the mural and learn more about Dion Bonner's inspiration and process. I'm Lauren Gallup.